Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We get today's winning pitcher on the line right now. That would be Mitch Keller, went 8 strong innings, season high in strikes thrown. Mitch, congratulations on the win, and just tell us what was working for you out there today.
Yeah, thank you. Everything was kind of working. Sinker was good, cutter was great, sweeper and the slider, the slider and the sweeper were really good today too, so we kind of leaned on that. Joey called a great game, and we were on the same page the whole time, and defense played hell of a plays out there. Gonzo up the middle. Rowdy, Jack was playing great at center field, and then Key there in the ninth, and Reynolds play to finish the game is just a testament to how good we played today and what we can do.
Mitch, you struck out the side in the first inning in that game. I thought the game was going to set like a new speed record with the way both teams were being set down in order, but is it tempting to go for more of those punch-outs when you get 3 right off the bat to start the game and to start hunting the strikeout as opposed to following the game plan? How do you kind of balance that when you see the first 3 guys go up there and get set down?
I'm never going out there thinking about, you know, how many punch-outs or how we're going to strike them out. I mean, if everybody went up there and swung first pitch and got out, I'd be really happy about that. It's never in the back of my mind. Obviously out there when I'm pitching and I get to 2 strikes and we've got advantage count me, then yeah, obviously I'm trying to punch them out. But other than that, I'm just trying to get 3 pitches or less to every batter.
Mitch Keller joining us after the Pirates beat the Mets 8-2. They take a series split in this one, 2 routes on either side of the series, beginning and end of it. And Mitch goes 8 strong innings, 107 pitches, 79 strikes, just those 2 runs and 7 punch-outs. You are, I think, by the admission of pretty much everybody around the team still, the leader of this pitching staff. You knew going into this game that this was a big one, that you guys are still very much in a crowded wild card picture. How do you approach it any differently? What's it mean to you to know that you know you're the guy pitching a game that even in July has a lot of importance attached to it?
It's always fun. When the games mean something, that means we're doing something well and we're right in the hunt. I'm not going out there thinking about that. Obviously, we all know in this clubhouse that every game matters, especially for what we're trying to do. And we need to win every single game that we possibly can. And that's exactly what we're trying to do day in, day out. And we got a really big series coming up against the Brewers here. And we're just looking forward to that.
Mitch, I know you got only a couple more minutes here, and I appreciate you taking the time. Just a couple quick ones for you. What's it mean to you? It's a hot day out there. You guys do have a lead at this point, but to know that your manager's got the faith and wants to send you back out there for that 8th inning, even with the pitch count getting up there.
Yeah, I think, if we had a quick 8th, I was going to try and go out for the 9th. Any day that you can not use the bullpen or tax anybody, especially with – what do we got, 7 games coming up here? So anytime you can do that and limit the usage there is huge. So, I pitch once every 5 days. So just let me throw as many as I can. But yeah, definitely when we broke it open there in the sixth, I think it was, or the seventh. Yep, I'm not sixth. Really exactly sure, but yeah, that just definitely gives you a little extra boost, and a little extra boost to go out there and just execute and keep doing the game plan.
Mitch, you're an all-star last year. Certainly, I think, have the credentials to be one again this year and still might be, depending on how it shakes out. But we know Paul is in there, first guy to go, number one overall one year and then be an all-star the next. Can you just tell us briefly what you've seen as one of his starting rotation mates during his time in the big leagues so far?
Yeah, I mean, there's no one really ever to – you can't even compare him to anybody, honestly. It's he's just a special player, special person. He's built for this, and I think everybody can see that. I've got nothing but good things to say about the guy. He's been asking questions, trying to learn just the ins and outs of the game, life within the clubhouse, whatever it may be. He's just open for knowledge and trying to learn and trying to be the best professional that he can be. And it's a testament to him how big of a pro he is. And you'd never know that he was in college last year just by the way that he handles himself.
Is he as serious behind the scenes as we see when the cameras are on, even if he's not pitching? Or are there is there a little bit of lightheartedness to Paul Skenes on days when he's not on the mound?
He's pretty serious not all the time, but he's very intentional with his work, and he's definitely we've gotten to crack open a little bit here, so it's been fun.
Hey, last one for you, and I'm asking this because this guy had the game-winning hit. He had a huge first game in the series, but you and I think almost every pro athlete that's gone through hard times knows what it's like to be on the wrong end of it from the fans and media. Can you talk about what it's been like watching Rowdy Tellez really for the last month plus, about 5-6 weeks, get his season on track and seemingly have this pretty wild vibe shift around him with the way the fans are chanting his name now and just everything you've seen from him when times were lean versus now when he's ripping the cover off the ball?
Yeah, definitely facing him throughout the years when he's been on the other team, we always knew that it's in there. And yeah, like you said, I mean, it's definitely tough when it's not going well. Especially when you play at home and the fans aren't behind you, and it just seems like you're lost up there, at some points. But, within here day to day, you would never know that he was going through anything or, he was struggling at all. And I think that's, exactly why he's kind of turned it around, the way he has, and it's been fun, and it's been a lot of fun just to hear the crowd and the fans of Pittsburgh just rally behind him and just kind of get behind him. I don't know what day it was. I think it was when he hit his first home run in a while. Fans started chanting Rowdy right before it. And I think that I'm not trying to speak for Rowdy or anything, but I do think that really helped a lot. Just eased him in there and now look at him go.
8 strong innings and an 8-2 win. Now 10-5 on the year. That ERA under 3.5, and well on his way to surpassing last year's 13 win total when he was an all-star. Mitch Keller, Mitch, we appreciate it, man. Good luck to you guys in Milwaukee. Thanks, dude.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.